Oh, hello, it's going right. See the second counter. Hello, it's George from Ireland. So welcome to my channel. And this video is about the GB News for All. So GB News is quite a new channel in the United Kingdom. And some people say, oh, it's the sort of equivalent of Trump on the news, blah, blah, blah. So it's a for-profit channel. It's openly controversial. I'm not quite sure how this is allowed by the Broadcasting Act, because you're not meant to be partisan as a channel. But then there was some, you know, that Doughty Street channel, which is a openly pro-conservative one. Anyway, so a few days ago, Lawrence Fox, the actor, appeared there, and he's always been a naughty boy. He was expelled from Harrow many moons ago, come from a distinguished family of thespians. But anyway, they were commenting on a fairly young journalist named Anna Evans, and making remarks about her appearance, and one of them saying that he would not even copulate with her, something like that. So there have been sackfuls of wrathful mail about this. He said, what self-respecting man would shag her? He was being interviewed by Dan Wooten, a New Zealander who works that channel. Mr. Wooten is homosexual. So I don't think he said anything about her. I'm not sure, did he rate her attractiveness? I happen to think she's quite nubile. Do I get cancelled for saying that? Is that an imprisonable offence? Because, you know, most males are straight, like 90% of us. And so we're programmed to look at women to judge how desirable you think they are. I mean, women can look at men, say how desirable they think the males are, and that's it. And as though looks don't count for anything, as though people don't notice physical attributes, we're not all blind. Now, a woman or a man is far more than just his or her appearance, but that counts for something. You know, a person would be unlikely to get a big show if he or she looked like the back of a bus. And people don't capitalize on this. They don't try and look their best with their hair and their makeup. Even men wearing makeup, so they don't look like a ghost when they're on air and wearing whatever clothes they think are suitable. And is sex appeal part of that? Surely it is, monetizing it a little bit. They don't talk about pretty privilege. It's really inhuman to suggest that people shouldn't have some desire or derive any sort of aesthetic pleasure or indeed sexual pleasure from seeing each other. Wow, it seems like a mountain has been made out of a molehill. Mr. Fox and Mr. Wooten, they both said sorry about this. So the Reverend Calvin Robinson weighed in on this. He's a clergyman in the Free Church of England. That's not the Church of England. He's had the privilege of meeting me not so long ago. He said that the woke mob have brought these two down, that they've been ill-used. Some people say, well, they've not been hard done by at all. So Ofcom, the Office of Communications, that's the regulator for broadcasting, they've received a lot of complaints about these two. So anyway, the Reverend Robinson has also been suspended. GB News is carrying out an investigation into him. So Lawrence Fox, he was commenting saying, they've completed my show trial. I mean, disciplinary hearing. But the thing is, this is a channel that lives and breathes controversy. Controversy is good. Let 1,000 schools of thought contend. You don't agree with this lot? Say you don't agree with them. You don't want to say what they say. Say what you say what you believe, and they should say what they believe, and that's it. And some people were offended and tough. And that's what a free society is. I want a free society. A lot of people want an unfree society because people are vulnerable. We're at risk of what? A countervailing opinion? Something you don't completely agree with? Now, these GB News lot, they hear opinions they don't like all the time. Fine. I don't think they ask for people to be censored. So is it misogynistic to say a woman is good looking or not good looking? I don't think it is. That's hating women. The miso is the hatred and the gin is the women. But men aren't judged by their appearances so much. I mean, probably they aren't. I mean, I can't quite quantify it, but they don't get to make so much money from their looks. Surely female models have had about 10 times more than male models and so on. And that's often, women's magazines feature women as well, because they care more about fashion, skincare products, cosmetics or whatever, jewelry, than males do on the whole. And no, I don't have a datum on my fingertips that's probative of that. I just think it's an attack on human nature and even a laudable part of human nature. People say you're objectifying women. I mean, okay, the human body is a physical object, male or female. And I know that a person's body doesn't everything about that person's personality or achievements, but it's preposterous to ignore it and pretend that nobody cares, that it doesn't matter. And so they made some disobliging remarks about her. But people should be allowed to. And we've got to have a thick skin and say what we believe, even if others find that disagreeable. Goodness. Yeah, I think Wooten's, he got his bum back because he said, sorry, it's true, though, that he was concurring with what Lawrence Fox had said. So these were really nasty comments. Now, Miss Evans, she was feared for her safety. How on earth would she fear her safety? What suggested they wanted to harm her in any way? This is really preposterous. It might have hurt her feelings. I don't see how it would hurt her physique. They were specifically saying they did not want to touch her. What if they said the opposite, that they did? They were turned they were in big trouble about that. So they can't say anything. They find her attractive, they find her unattractive. Whichever way you go, it doesn't count. I mean, women can say what they say like about men, whether they find them repellent or very desirable. Anyway, so I'm for freedom. I know that's deeply unfashionable, and most people are very anti-freedom these days. So unfortunately, the PC bigots want to oppress us. They want to deprive us of our rights. And I say, no, we got to fight to defend our liberty from those who seek to take it away from us. And it's often by these insidious, small gradations, scarcely perceptible, but these little incursions, or what would the word be, usurpations of our liberty. And before we know it, it's all gone. So, but Mr. Fox, he backed down and he put a statement out on social media saying sorry for what he'd done. But anyway, Angelos Frangopoulos, I hope I got his name right, he's the chief executive of GB News, and he said that this was unacceptable. So anyway, otherwise people would have lost their jobs. 7,300 complaints about this segment. Well, just because people complained about it, it shouldn't be stopped. I certainly don't want you know, censorship. But the Broadcasting Act, Section 2.3 thereof, says that anything that causes offence must be justified by the content being worthwhile. I mean, I don't mind offensive stuff being there. I see things that offend me every single day. People telling lies, being grossly insulting about what I believe in, you know, my country, my race, all the rest of it, my belief system. And I don't say that they should be silenced. But so some people want to erect a tyrannical state, and that's very, very worrying. You know, liberals become a one-word oxymoron. I'm sort of a classical liberal. Those who would have state censorship, and that's troubling, those who want to take away all our liberty. So a number of Conservative MPs speak on the channel, are paid contributors. Is it Esther McVeigh, Philip Davies, the Right Honourable Jacob Rees-Mogg, Sir Jacob Rees-Mogg, forgive me, and who else? Lee Anderson. And some people say the Conservative Party ought not to associate itself with a channel which some people think so dire. Right, so thank you so much for watching my channel. Please chip in. I want to hear your penny's worth about this. So methinks there'll be some really worthwhile comments to make. Moreover, you'll tell me whether my penny's worth has been good or bad. Is there anything else I want to say? Yeah, that's probably it. All right, toodle pip.